family essence. And of course, we want to thank God for how great God has been helping us in our daily activities, and for what God does, for his testimonies and his great benefits concerning our lives. Of course, as we gather today, of course, it's another session for us to be able to, you know, look into God's words and to search the scriptures to be able to strengthen our faith. That's the purpose of this gathering, because if there are so many things that comes at us, and of course, if our knowledge of the scripture is not strong enough, there is a tendency that a wave of the end time may take away everything that we've actually learned, everything that we've read in the scriptures. Is the end time, and there is a need for us to equip ourselves, and that's the essence of this program, Family Essence, to strengthen us, to help us to grow in the way of the Lord, in the knowledge of God. And I just pray that as we gather again today, the Lord God Almighty will bless our lives in Jesus' name. So we'll be looking into today's subject, but before we do, we will have a moment of prayer and to pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to our heart, will speak to our lives, and will teach us through his words in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We bless your name. We thank you for another privilege, another opportunity for us to be gathered today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness upon our lives, your abiding presence, your precious promises. Thank you, Lord of God, for today's fellowship. Lord, we pray that as we look into your word, I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts, will speak to our lives, that your word will not just be spoken, but will perform the purpose to which it will be read today to our ears in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask and pray, let your word mix with faith in our heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Where we are weary, we pray that your strength and your grace will rest upon our lives today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray and we ask you, of God, that your Holy Spirit will abide with us from the beginning to the end of today's fellowship in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for we know it is done. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you once again for joining. And today, we will be looking into a very important subject. That the title here is Spring of Living Water. Spring of Living Water. When we'll be looking at an account of an encounter Jesus Christ had with a Samaritan woman, and from there we will be looking into, as the Holy Spirit helps us, we'll be looking into that same encounter that Jesus had and what it means to today's present day believers as we walk the journey in our Christian faith, as we go through different things. What is God? How is our walk with God? Because we need to draw reference from this passage of scripture, and I will be reading from John chapter 4 in verse 1 to 30. John chapter 4 in verse 1 to 30. It says there, When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciple, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must need to go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, Knowest the gift of God, and who is it that saith to thee, Give me to drink? Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof, himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come either to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go and call thy husband, and come either. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that seest thou truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and ye and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speaketh unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciple and marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and